Your flesh is weak. Your spirit is strong. Do not try to strong arm your recovery. You know, don't think I'm going to do this, like going to the gym and we're trying to get physical gains. Okay. Well, I've just seen it. They try to do it on their own strength and they end up quitting because they're just like, it's not for me. And then they start justifying their use and it's just really bad. Just trust in the Lord. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. Today we are wrapping up our series on pornography, breaking the cycle, and finding victory. I pray this has been helpful for you. Week one, we talked about all the different things as far as an introduction to the problem. Week two, we talked about game plan, pregame, all that kind of stuff to get ready to experience this victory and have lasting victory. And today we're going to talk about the last thing, closing thoughts and accountability partners. I think this is very important. So let's dive right into it. So you've identified your triggers, you're putting the game plan in place, and you're finding sustained victory. You're finding that these things are going away from you because you're taking what God's word says to be truth and you're applying that truth to your life. That's great. What I think is good next is to find an accountability partner. Pornography, as I said in video one, has a cycle. And the cycle is fueled by shame and failure. You're going to be tempted again, okay? And do not despair in that. You will be tempted again. And you would be unwise if you have not already made choices before you find yourself in that temptation. If all of a sudden you start getting real cocky, like, I'm somebody, I beat a X many years pornography habit, the devil is going to come and try to destroy that. And if you fall, you could fall further than you did before. I think it's wise to get an accountability partner based off of the wisdom that's in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Now, this does not disqualify from where their true power is, but you keep yourself accountable to somebody, it's going to help you stay fresh. And then, of course, I think communion is an excellent part of that. You remember the Lord's body. You remember what he did to pay for that sin. But Ecclesiastes 4, 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Now this doesn't mean, you know, fall into sin. I think this is talking about in labor, you're working with people. It's better to work with two than it is by yourself. If somebody collapses, somebody falls into trouble and hurts themselves, no one can even discover him. I mean, it's a basic principle of life. People go hiking. It's like, let people know where you are and when you plan to get back, especially if you're going alone. But it can be applied to this situation. The church is a body. The church is the body of Christ. Many members, one body. It's all led by the Lord. He's the head. We got to be with each other. We got to be supportive of each other. I'm a happily married 33-year-old man. I have an accountability partner. I find that very, very important. Not because I have a real problem or I'm looking for anything, but it could happen to me as soon as it could happen to somebody else. The more that I stand up for God's word, the more there's a target on my back. I've been doing this regularly, not with the same person, but regularly, probably since about 2018, there was an event that happened and I saw some things and I was like, I don't want that to happen to me. I'm not tempted to it now, but who's to say? I don't think that person thought that they were tempted into it either. So I just want to eliminate the opportunity. So find yourself an accountability partner. We're going to leave a link in the description of an accountability questionnaire that we use and we think is good. But find somebody to do this with. So here's some guidelines on that. Choose someone of the same sex. All right? If you're a guy, you need to have a guy accountability partner. It's a bad idea to have an opposite sex partner. I mean, that's, hello, 1 Corinthians 7:1, don't touch another woman. If you're a guy, you shouldn't be talking to, anyway, someone who is not your wife or family. Now, this is not because you're going to be saying things that will hurt them, but you have to be truthful and honest. You have to say things that might not be hurtful, but they're going to come across as, dang, I didn't know he was struggling with that, or I didn't know she was struggling with that. But you got to have somebody who is not your spouse. Okay. It could be family. I would consider that if there's no other solution, but usually I like to deal with somebody who's not a part of the family because sadly stuff travels around and the next thing you know, someone could let something slip and it's an embarrassment. People don't need to know that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Third thing is someone who will be honest with you and will do what is necessary. This is the biggest thing. You need to have an accountability partner that will, you know, let's say you're doing well and all of a sudden you slip up, something happens, and you use pornography. Well, that needs to be communicated to certain people. The pastor might need to be talked with, not to be like, condemn him now. That's not the point, but like, all right, let's talk about it. How can we help you? You know, and if it's somebody who's gonna be like, I won't say anything. If you won't say anything, okay, well now you just got two rats looking for food. That might sound like really harsh, but that's what it is. They're just looking out for each other. You know, we're gonna sin, but we're not gonna tell anybody about it. Huh? You're gonna be in trouble. You gotta have someone who's gonna be honest with you. I think the last one here is that you should find someone who's close to in age or older. That's fine. But you don't want to deal with somebody who's younger and maybe they don't even know that they have these issues. They don't have to have a pornography issue like you do. But if they did and you guys are walking through this together, that's fine. But the accountability partner is very important. So see the link in the description for that. I would recommend meeting my accountability partner. We meet once every 2 weeks. Sometimes we go longer than that, but we try to keep it to 2 weeks. And it's helpful. We just go through the questionnaire. We talk about life. And I'm not talking about we're like hanging out. But sometimes we'll answer the questions and then other things will come up. It's not just an accountability for pornographic issues. It's accountability for how you doing as a man of God. Hello. You know, we need more people like that. But keep it regular. I'm not saying it has to be every day or every week. I think every other week is good. I think that's a healthy amount of meeting, but whatever works for you. Okay. And then I'll give you some closing thoughts here because I think this is important. This will take time. Give it what is needed. Okay. Now people hear that and they go, oh, see, I have the opportunity. I can mess up because this will take time. Your flesh is going to say that. That's not what that means. Pornographic images are like pictures that have hung on a wall for years and years and years. And as the sun has faded all the paint around there, you take that picture off and that paint is not as faded as everything else. And you walk in the room and the picture's not there, but that paint is there and it reminds you of that picture. That's what porn is. It literally messes with your brain. It endorphins are released and dopamine and all that kind of stuff. There you are going to most likely, I'm not saying this is everybody, but most of the time, those videos are going to stay with you. Those images are going to stay with you. You're going to have a hard time not objectifying women around you. Give it time. The presentation of the image in your mind is not sin. It's when you're drawn into it, when you invite it in and you think about it more, and now you're thinking about doing that, that's when lust is conceived and you've got sin. But give yourself time. A fleeting thought is not sinful, but the lingering is where the trouble begins. Prayer and Bible study are your best friends, and the Holy Spirit helps us in both. We read the word that's inspired, and when we pray, we don't even know what we are asking for necessarily. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Let those be some of the best skills you pick up throughout this process. Prayer and Bible study. Prayer and Bible study. Garbage in, garbage out, folks. If you put in smut, smut's going to come out. You know, you got to put in good, put in righteousness. Your flesh is weak. Your spirit is strong. Do not try to strong arm your recovery. You know, don't think I'm going to do this, like going to the gym and we're trying to get physical gains. Okay, well, I've just seen it. They try to do it on their own strength and they end up quitting because they're just like, it's not for me. And then they start justifying their use and it's just really bad. Just trust in the Lord. Go back to video 2 and look at some of the stuff we talked about there. Replace your porn with healthy habits. Walk, serve in the local church, write, pray, read your Bible. I mean, these things, they work really well. Talk with people. You know, and then don't be afraid to share your success. Now, don't be the kind of person that I've seen before where they're like, they get up and they kind of gloat about their sin and they almost cause other people to fall into that sin with them. Don't brag about the trophy. Brag about the one who owns the trophy. Brag about the Lord. Brag about him. Direct people to him. And God will use you. Some of the most effective people in my life are people that have come from horrible backgrounds. I mean, I'm thinking of a guy right now. Somebody who just had a way with dealing with difficult people in their drug addictions and in their broken lives. It's because he came from one and he met the Savior. And that changed everything. You already know the Savior. If you're here and you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, you have that new nature. But to have these specific victories, you've got to realize you got to continue trusting the Lord for these. And you got to just stay away. You know, stay away. What I forgot to mention in that second video was flee. Get away from it. Don't, there it is. It's getting closer. Oh, maybe if I don't move, it'll go away. No, flee from it. So I hope maybe, you know, it's been 3 weeks. Have you identified triggers? Have you put the game plan in place? Talk amongst yourselves in the comments or let us know. Send us an email, questions@BibleLaneMinistries.org, and we'll get back with you. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless you. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.